rise and shine, for your light has come. Stay tuned for Brunchtime Motivational Talk Show, only on Shalom FM. It is written, men ought always to pray. There is a relationship between prayer and power. Join us every night for Midnight Prayers with Bishop Joshua Simeon.
Feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Broken, live or die. So speak life. It's twisted. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life.
Lovely, lovely day to you all. Welcome, welcome to another day on Shalom FM. This is your favorite transformational speaker, Sir Brian Robert Koga, on discussing life and so much more.
Wow.
Yes, that was Toby Mac with Speak Life. And Speak Life, in one of my favorite verses, it says, some days feels like perfect, other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. We can turn our heart through the words we say. I have an amazing guest in the show today on discussing life and so much more. I have an author. He's a motivational speaker. He's doing mighty and great things over here in Cape Town. Sir Lloyd Kudzai Chiwaji, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sir Brian. I really appreciate the opportunity. This is amazing, actually. I'm so great to be here.
Yes, we are happy to have you on the show. We've been hoping to do something together, and this is just the beginning of greater things to come. Sir Lloyd, I want to give you this opportunity. Obviously, I can do an introduction of who Kudzai is to the audience. Okay. But I think you will be able to do a better introduction. So I'm just going to let you go for it and let the audience know who Kudzai is.
Wow. Thank you so much, Sir Brian, for the opportunity. Actually, I'm really so excited, I should say. My name is Kudzai Lloyd Chiwaji. I'm born from Zimbabwe in a very small town called Nyanga. It's in the Eastern Highlands.
Okay.
Yeah, we are actually surrounded by mountains, and if I'm there, I really love the place. Why? Because of the weather, obviously, and it's very, you know, if a place is small, it's good to maintain peace.
And yeah, it is a community.
Exactly.
Everybody knows each other.
Networking is very easy. And also, in life there, it's one of the best places that I would really love actually to be there.
Yeah, okay.
If
all things
goes well. So I was born in 1993, 21st of December. Mm. Actually, my birthday is around the corner.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm born from a family of four.
Okay.
We are two boys and two girls. And with the grace of God, we were raised by both parents.
Okay.
Yes, and later on, I had to move from Zim to come to the side.
Okay. So, wow. Yeah. Wow.
obviously, in between, there are ups and downs, but
you are here. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy to have you here. We are excited. Coming from a small town like Nyanga, I've been there. It's a beautiful place, the mountains, the nature, and the people there. And then moving over to the great city of Cape Town. How did it feel your first time moving over to South Africa? The reason why I ask this is there are people who are in small towns. Shalom FM is international, so it reaches to the depths of the earth. So I just want to tell someone to say it doesn't matter where you are, you can move over, you can, the world is big.
Yeah.
But I want you to like paint a picture. How did it feel? Yeah.
So thank you for that. It was so amazing because obviously, I think I moved here. First time I moved to South Africa was in 2007.
Okay.
I mean 2006, like in around December.
Okay.
So it was so exciting because by then South Africa was like America.
Okay.
It was our America of Africa. So if you happen to be in South Africa, then
you had made it
in life. Then I came back to Zim, I think at around about 2008,
okay,
where I had to finish my schooling,
okay,
up to 2012.
Okay.
Then I came back again in 2014.
Okay.
Yeah, then that's when I was in Durban.
Okay.
So by then it was, so the excitement was there, but this time around it was different. Why?
Okay.
Because different. I wasn't coming now to just be a small boy who be running around the street.
Yeah.
But I was coming now to be in the working industry.
Okay.
So it was a bit challenging.
Okay.
At the same time, bit exciting and also a bit stressful because you gotta get a job.
Yes, I am.
And if you don't get a job, it's very stressful.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you are still excited about that you are in SA.
Okay.
You came from Zim, you came from a small town, and you are in this big, big country in Africa.
Yeah.
And in one of the amazing cities, Durban, by the
Durban is,
I was
beautiful.
In Durban.
It is.
So we have Durban July.
It's
one of those kind of
activities.
Exactly. It's one of those things that will be like, wow. You tell somebody, hey, I'm in Durban. Durban. They say Durban July. You say, you know the beach where you see a lot of people. And
great,
it was
famous.
It was exciting. Then coming to the point of like having to overcome the small society idea.
Yeah.
Well, I would say it was a bit challenging.
Okay.
But eventually I always believed that it was possible to come out of it and
to grow,
be big,
to expand, to enlarge your territory.
Exactly. Mm. So it was always about me having to always convince myself that someday it's gonna be okay. Someday it's gonna be okay. Until at around about 2015, that's when I came to Cape Town.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I like what you say, that you actually had to do your own convincing yourself that it's going to be okay. Listen to the audience out there. Sometimes you may not know how things are going to work out for you, but just convince yourself. Just know that as long as you're still alive, it's going to work out for our best.
It will.
It will. Don't give up.
Exactly.
You know?
It's more like what one believes in, that's what controls his or her life.
Okay.
Like, for instance, I remember the time I was in, I think, O level.
Okay.
Yeah. At around about, in Zim, we do Form 4, Form 3,
yes.
Form 1, Form 2, Form 3, Form 4.
Ah.
So, at around about Form 2, Form 3, to form four, the pressure was so high.
Okay.
Like, you have to be taught. Every time a teacher comes in,
yeah,
they're telling you something just so that you focus on their subject.
Okay. Yeah.
So you get a mathematical teacher who comes in and say, without
leave
maths,
everything else, you can't make it. Yeah.
You have an English teacher who's telling you, without English, you can't make it. Without accounts, you can't make it.
Okay.
Then you have this other one who's not selfish,
yeah,
but he's still in the category.
Okay.
Without five O-levels, you can't make it.
Okay.
So you then sit down and say, all right, of all the five subjects that are being expected in the community, because the community is no longer measuring you as you are. It's now measuring you
academically
what you have accomplished, what you have passed, and how you have passed that.
Okay.
So having that kind of pressure, it really kind of like got into my skin to a point that I had to make a decision.
Okay.
That, you know what, I was graced by them, because that's the time also I got born again. My mind automatically, quickly, it's kind of like transformed. Yeah,
yes.
To a point that the way I was looking at things
changed. Okay.
So where they are saying without five O-levels,
yeah,
I'm coming with my own mind and say, all right, okay, I'm looking at the things, all right, I'm not getting well in mathematics, I'm not getting well in science, and I don't want to go on and repeat this thing for 2 or 3 years, trying to rewrite.
I
gotta live my life.
Yes.
So I had to go back now to the creator and say, no, man, I don't think this is my journey, my steps.
No, you know?
Obviously, my life shouldn't be measured by five O-levels.
Yeah.
My success shouldn't be measured by these subjects.
Okay.
Why? Because these subjects are another man's idea.
Okay. Yeah.
To actually control and dominate the world.
Okay. Yeah.
So if I encamp myself in this ideology or in these ideas, then to some point it's gonna creep me.
Okay.
So what I have to do is I have to start believing in you that without this five, I'm gonna make it. So that's how I kind of like came out of the.
Okay. Okay. No, I really get the point, and coming from the same area of Zimbabwe, where education is
quite big.
If you don't make it academically, it's like you're getting into the world with a disability.
Exactly.
Yet education is not bad in its own, but it's just that not all of us are intellectually blessed by God. God has blessed us with different gifts and talents, and sometimes we end up suffering, we end up getting in depression, end up not doing all that we can because we're failing in maths or English.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I like what you say, that when you gave your life to God, that's when there was a transformation in your life. The Bible says, be renewed, be transformed by the renewal of the Holy Spirit. Of getting to the knowledge of God is the one that will help you to know that you were created by God for a purpose.
Exactly.
Say, Lloyd, I want to move over. We've discussed in regards to your starting point in life, but I want to know how you got to this point of being an author, being a speaker, having two books published, doing what you've done now, coming from where you're coming.
Wow. It's a very interesting story, that one.
Yeah.
Because it came as a surprise.
Okay.
So, obviously, me, I like to keep things real.
Okay, which is what we do on the show. It's heart to heart.
Exactly.
And
I like to keep it real.
Okay.
So, back in the day, before these cell phones, WhatsApp and stuff like that, obviously, I was still in school, like secondary level. So, obviously, when you are that side, there are a lot of things that are happening spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Yes.
And when I say physically, that's when you think, oh, wow, she's actually beautiful.
She's beautiful. Okay.
But how can I approach it?
Okay, yeah.
You see, so the approach was kind of like very challenging to me, because one thing I realized was I had pride.
Okay, pride.
And I didn't want any person to mess up with that pride.
To reject you.
Exactly. I didn't want to approach you. To approach a lady and she walks fast.
Okay, run away
kind of thing.
Okay.
So the best solution was to actually take a paper and pen.
Okay.
Jot all the things that
like you wanted to say in your.
Then I submit.
Okay.
That's how it started.
Okay.
So it became like a habit. You might be surprised, but that's the truth. From Form 1 to Form 4, with all that, I never had a girlfriend.
Wow. Yeah. So you were just writing.
It was just
did
writing.
You not submit.
I would submit, but the
no reply.
The reply will be like, you know what? You're better off as a friend.
Oh,
you're such a nice guy.
Yeah.
You know that must have been painful. So it will be painful. Then you go back home again. You gotta write another letter. You submit the following morning.
Never give up.
But though it was all to no avail.
Okay.
Coming to the writing, so it didn't just like became like that habit in that area, but it became something that was kind of like unique in a way that if I go to church, I just got born again, and if I go to church now, spiritually now, I spoke about the physical, spiritually, if I go to church now, the ministers ministering, the preachers preaching. Yeah. I'm writing notes.
Okay. Yes.
So the writing of notes became special to a point that I'm not just writing notes, his point
you
or her
are
point.
Writing as you,
but as I'm writing his point or her
you,
point, there's something that is coming in my mind that instead of one sentence, I'm coming up with two or three sentences.
Okay.
So it kept on and on that I came to point where 32 page, it's finished.
It's done.
I have to get another book.
Okay.
So it became a thing that was like on and on, and I was enjoying that.
Wow.
Until at about 2015 when I was in Durban.
Okay.
That's when I actually realized, no man,
I can write.
I can write because I tell you, I ever think about 12 to 15.
Wow.
Notebooks.
Wow.
That are just written stuff, a lot of stuff in there. And some of them they get by they there it's is. From 2014, 15.
Wow. That's amazing.
So that's how I realized that I'm a writer.
Say Lord, you just I remember as well, I was one of those guys who everybody would come and ask for, you know, quotations to write.
To
write letters for their girlfriends. And I think sometimes you find your gift in the places that you never expect.
That's one thing most people don't...
What you overlook.
Don't realize.
Okay.
That... For example, I'm gonna give an example for this other guy. He's a musician. He's from Zim.
Okay.
He is very creative.
Okay.
I think of all the musicians, he came in with a sort of an art that I really admired.
Okay.
Whereby, but when he came up, people were like, this guy is crazy.
It doesn't work.
It's not gonna work.
Yeah.
But when I saw him, I realized that most people they underestimate how the gift or how the talent can manifest.
Okay.
It manifests in the least of things that
we expect or we think of.
We think of. It's in that some kind of crazy ways. Ridiculous ways.
Okay.
Senseless things.
Wow.
Then boom, that's when your gift comes in.
Wow.
So for me, I always look at that area. Most of the times, in the things that when you do, then you're like, am I crazy or what?
Yeah.
To some point, that's where exactly...
God has placed something in.
That's where God has placed something. Because there's that verse that he made things that are senseless
to become sensible. Things that are overlooked, those are the things that are, you know...
Exactly.
I forgot that verse.
So you look at for example, you look at how Moses is becoming a leader. You look at how Joseph is becoming a governor.
Yeah.
You look at how Abraham is coming from
you know,
a place that you'll be like, freely, then he's going to be this kind of man, that
the father of great nations.
Great nations. You see, then you look at in the New Testament, this other disciple is running to his brother and say, "Hey, guess what?
Yeah,
there's that Jesus of Nazareth.
Yeah. Is the Messiah, we found the Messiah."
Then he's like, is there anything good that can come from
Nazareth? You know,
you see, but from that small town looked down upon, outskirts, less regarded, that's where we have this man that we are still talking about even now and tomorrow. So it's mostly in the things that are overlooked, that's where you find the real God. David, where is he?
Is he in the bush with the sheep? Where
this guy is to some point is smelling.
Yeah, he is, obviously. Spending time in animals.
You end up having their sense, you know. So it's always in those kind of things where you find.
I think it's an important point for us to take note, because someone said that we are all born unique, but we die as miserable copies, because we are trying to be like everybody else, when God has placed uniqueness. God has placed certain seeds in each and every person's life, and if you just begin to make use of what you have, it will expand. It will be great. I think about the great people in this world that we talk about. We talk of, let's say, for example, Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
He's in his different field. We talk of people like Ronaldo. He's playing soccer, but yet everybody knows him. Exactly. So it's not really a matter of, everyone playing soccer, everyone being in the president or being a minister or singing, but it's about making use of your gift to the maximum, to the point that the world will recognize you.
Exactly. Because, like, I always think, if we were to actually go back in the day, like, for example, the Bible days, the apostles' time.
Okay.
I think we wouldn't find the likes of the only Peters, John, Paul. I think we would find even other amazing leaders.
Yeah, we will.
Who were actually like sort of like assigned.
Yeah.
But you don't hear their names.
You don't.
But it doesn't mean that they were not there. They were there.
Okay.
So most people they are like, all right, if I don't have that influence publicly, then probably I'm not doing anything.
Okay.
But to some point, if you really look, you'd realize that sometimes you don't need the numbers.
Fame, the numbers,
Is that small group
that
that you have there?
Yeah.
How are you
impacting, changing your
in their lives? You know, it might be two or three.
Yeah.
If God had to say, if I get one soul, there is so much celebration in heaven.
Yeah.
So if God can actually say that, then you cry for the public.
Yeah.
It's good to have that.
Yeah, it is.
But I wouldn't want that idea if you can't change one.
Yeah. You want to change the world.
I do not see it working.
Okay.
If you want it to work, start where you are with one or two people.
Yeah.
Do what you can for them.
Okay.
Change their lives.
Okay.
From there, even if you have 10 people for the rest of your lives, I'd rather have 10 people.
Yeah. Okay.
Would talk about me for generations.
Okay.
Say this guy
really made an impact, a difference in my life.
Changed my life. I'd rather have that than to have a vast, a great number of people.
But not having done anything. Wow. This is Sir Brian with Lloyd. Say Lloyd Kudzaichi Roger on Discussing Life and so much more on Shalom FM. Hashtag Shalom FM. One on all social platforms. The WhatsApp number is +27810269868. Sir Lloyd, it is what here I'm getting nuggets of wisdom, and I'm sure that the audience are really getting something. And I want to come back to what you just said now, to say if you can allow yourself to be used where you are, you start where you are, you start making the difference within your circle. As you make your difference, the circle expands. Yeah. It's like the ripple effect. If you drop a droplet in the ocean, the waves will keep on moving and moving and moving. And exactly. As they begin to move, they begin to go so far.
Exactly.
So you really don't know how far, what difference you've done in your life.
Exactly.
What difference as you begin to use your gift.
Because you look at, for example, yeah. Joseph.
Yeah.
Joseph is in prison, right?
Yeah.
Being a governor is big.
It is.
It's very big. But that guy, he doesn't need to go publicly to say, hey,
yeah.
Check it out. I can interpret dreams.
Okay.
No, he doesn't have to do that.
He doesn't market himself
in that way. Yeah. But what markets him is another guy.
Yeah.
they are both in a place where everybody's like,
okay.
Doesn't want to get in that place.
Yeah.
Because being in a prison is tough.
Yeah, it is.
Being in a prison, it's another realm
yeah.
of life
mm.
that most people, if we were all to be there,
yeah.
to some point, I think we are there mentally.
Okay, yeah, we are. We really are.
To some point.
Mm.
Exactly. So, this guy is in there.
Mm.
He doesn't need an audience.
Okay.
What he just needs...
is one person to interpret a dream.
And he interprets that dream to a point that this guy, days later, maybe months later,
yes, I forgot to remember.
He remembers there's a guy in there
yeah.
who can
interpret dream.
So the king says, all right, bring him here. I want to hear. Yeah, I want to. Because the king has tried all these
everybody
people.
Everybody else.
These people, obviously.
The school, the philosophers. Yeah.
Not only that. These are the people who, when they are walking, when they are doing what they are doing, they are saying public.
I can do it. I can interpret
public,
dreams.
We are the people who can
interpret any dream, solve any problem. And
So these people, they are well known.
Yeah.
That's why they were called to the king's palace.
Okay.
To interpret his dream. But they got to a point where
they failed.
So the guy who is coming is not even known out there.
Okay.
But he comes to a point that suddenly he becomes the governor.
Wow.
So sometimes we want to impact a lot of people at once. Yet what we need to do is just to change the lives of the few that we have around us. Then those are the same people that months later they are like, you don't have hope.
Yeah.
There's this man who spoke to me, Sir Brian.
Yeah.
He spoke to me. I think maybe you might need to hear him.
Just have a word with him. Yeah.
Oh, can you arrange a meeting for me? Yes, yeah. I arrange a meeting. You get there. Because one thing about stress or one thing about life, challenges, I mean to say, they do not have respect of position.
They don't care. Position, yeah.
Stress can knock out the president down. It can knock out the billionaires. It does not have respect.
I like that.
It doesn't have respect.
Don't think you're the only one with problems.
Exactly. Others they have, because I think most people I do enjoy life.
Yeah.
Because I've come to understand that one way or another, as individuals out there, we might be bragging with whatever that we have achieved, whatever we have, but when we have to sit down in real matters,
okay,
we have things that we are battling.
Yeah,
we have things that we are facing that sometimes scares us. Sometimes, so to some point, there is somebody who can just speak something that can actually give you the strength to face whatever demons that is standing in front of you. So to some point, you want to market yourself, you want to put yourself out there, impact those who have around you, because if they go out, they're not gonna forget you.
They will
keep on speaking, and as they keep on speaking, for me, that's what growth is.
That's how you can
get to have to reach audience, whatever a number of audience. You have to start from where you are, changing the lives of those people that are surrounding you, because those are the people that will go and testify and say, no, you gotta hear this guy. You gotta hear him. And the moment the other guy hears you, they are not gonna keep quiet. They spread the word to a point that it will be like a wildfire. And eventually,
and then you get there.
Yeah.
I like what you say. You see, our Bishop Joshua N. Simeon, he has a statement that he usually says. He says, do not envy the man you see where he is, because everybody is facing different battles.
Exactly.
So I think it really comes back to us to say, before we begin to envy other people for what they have or what they're doing, we really need to find out, we really need to know, okay, we have to be authentic. Because what we're facing now in this world is people are not authentic. People are showing an image of what they want the world to see, but deep down they're not real.
Yeah.
Yet when you go back to their communities, they tell a different story.
They tell a different
story. This guy is not who he says. Or, say, Lloyd, I just want to get into your book because, you know, I've had the opportunity, I've been blessed to read both of them, but your most recent book, which you recently published and launched, and I was actually there on the launch. It was a powerful launch, Anchor of Purpose. We really had a great time. Anchor of Purpose. When I was actually coming to your book launch, I took the time to say, okay, Anchor of Purpose, I really wanted to understand why this title, Anchor of Purpose, and what did you hope to have through this book? What you want the world to know? I know that our audience will pick up this book, they'll want a copy of their own. Please tell them a little bit about Anchor of Purpose, what you had in mind for it.
So, I like it.
I don't joke around when it comes to questioning. I really want to get into your mind so that our audience really get to understand.
You are really digging deep. I think deep down that's where the God is. So I like it.
Yeah.
So, Anchor of Purpose. Actually, it wasn't the actual title, the book title.
Okay.
The book title was going to be Investing in Yourself.
Invest in Yourself.
To Understand Yourself.
To understand yourself.
That was the title of the whole content.
Wow.
So later on, I had another friend of mine.
Okay.
He had to digest on that title and he said, no, I don't think this title can do.
Yeah.
You have to find another title. So for me, it was a challenge, because if I'm to find another title, then I have to have a title that will agree with the content.
The content of the book.
So it came to me that most people, it's not bad, but I've come to understand and realize this, that most people, they focus mostly on purpose.
Okay, purpose.
Which is good.
Okay, yeah.
But I had to question myself that, where does the purpose actually, what word's purpose?
Okay.
Because if purpose is the main thing, all right, fine, no problem. But obviously it has to have something that holds it, that it angles on.
Okay.
So I realized that the most important and powerful thing in a human being's life is identity.
Identity.
And yet, most people, they don't focus on that.
Okay, identity.
So I realized that, all right, if it's identity, if that's the main thing,
okay,
that means that's what holds a purpose.
Okay.
Because one cannot know what they are able to do if they don't know who they are.
Okay.
One cannot know their potential if he or she doesn't know who she is.
Okay.
I can carry 25 kg of meal meal.
Yeah.
Why? Because I know.
You have the capacity.
I have the ability to do so.
Yeah.
If I go to a shop to buy clothes, the reason why I go straight to the men's is because I know that I'm a man. The reason why a lady would go straight to the ladies' shelves is because she knows that she's a lady.
Okay.
Right. Mm. So I realized that the most thing that is very, very important in our lives is identity.
Okay.
Yes, I can know my purpose, but if I don't know my identity, it's like my purpose doesn't have a foundation.
Okay.
It doesn't have where it can anchor on. It doesn't have anything that holds it. So it's it brought me to focus much with identity and a little bit with purpose, because most people, they talk about purpose.
No, I'm really getting you, and let me digest it and bring it as I've come to understand it.
Yeah.
So, purpose is basically the idea why something was made or created.
Exactly.
For example, the purpose of this pen is to write.
Yeah.
But now, if this pen does not know that it's meant to write, I can break it and start putting ink all over the wall, which is not the correct purpose for this pen.
For the piece.
For the piece. Yeah. So, in other words, we have people who are playing roles to fulfill their purpose, but they are playing the roles from a place of not knowing themselves.
Exactly.
We're very talented gospel musicians who are singing gospel music and yet leading the world astray, because the life that they live is not according to their identity in God or in Christ.
That's the very, very, very powerful point.
Yeah.
If you are to have a purpose without identity,
you'll be lost and you'll lead many astray.
Exactly.
You,
so people can just see
the
manifestation of purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like for instance,
okay,
have you ever discovered that most people, especially celebrities and all that, you'd find that they are doing amazingly well out there, outside.
Okay.
But if you go back into their
lives,
a lot is messed up.
Yeah, true.
Why is it messed up? It's because that's identity crisis.
Yeah.
So one can have a purpose but all still suffering from identity crisis.
Okay.
You are living your purpose, you are doing what you are supposed to do, yes, but because you don't know, you don't know who you are, it becomes confusion all the way.
Okay.
So that's what actually inspired me to have that kind of the title, that identity is the anchor that holds purpose.
Okay.
If you don't know that, yes, you might know your purpose, but it will be the road.
Okay.
It's going to be very rocky.
Okay. Let's just hold on to that for a moment. Anchor. When I was looking up the word anchor, I mainly saw it used. It's used in a lot of places, like in a building. There's an anchor pole that holds the. No matter what will happen, that anchor pole has to keep on standing. The other ones can collapse, but there's something that's still supposed to stand. And I saw it in the ships, that once the winds begin to blow, the ship will throw down its anchor, and the anchor will hold onto the ground. So no matter how the winds are blowing about the ship won't move.
Exactly.
So in other words, in this world, there are so many things that are happening, social media, there's so many winds blowing, but the reason why we have people who are like this today, tomorrow they're like this, tomorrow they're like this, is simply because they're not anchored on their identity or on who they are.
Exactly. That means, yes, they might be. They are still on floating.
Yeah, floating.
Like you gave the example of
but
the ship.
Yeah.
They're still floating, but obviously they are shaking.
Yeah, yeah.
As they are floating.
I mean,
so,
maybe they were meant to be floating to India. Now they are floating because the wind is blowing to Jamaica. They now
they are going that side. Because already, you'd find that right now, you gave an example. You gave a point. The world that we are living in, every day, actually, we were talking about this conversation with my girlfriend yesterday.
Okay.
So she was saying, I went on Instagram.
Okay.
Then said, oh, wow, that's because it has been long for her.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, how was your experience since it's been long? Then she's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
People are living a fake life.
Okay.
People are living a fake life. People are lying on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yet the real life, they are not bringing it out.
Okay.
So you'd find that, yes, people, they want to be there. People really want to do something. They really want to answer the question, why.
Yeah.
But because they are not, they don't know who they are. At the end of the day, there is pressure.
Okay.
That's coming. Mm. Because you see, you go on Instagram, you see another successful person who has just post their picture.
Okay.
Yeah, probably they are doing very well. But because you saw it,
and you want,
and you don't know yourself, now you want to be him or you want to be her. It becomes a very, very big problem, and a very, it becomes like cancer, man.
Okay, yeah.
Like it kills from within.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why you see most people, they suffer a lot in life. Why? Because they don't know who they are.
Okay.
Hence, it's easy for them to fake.
Okay, yeah.
It's easy for them
to copy. You
to
can
copy.
Just imitate someone else.
It's easy for them to be influenced.
Yeah.
You know, when I was writing this book, there's where I was talking about, you'd find that of all your four friends, you are the one who gets to be called and say, are you free tonight?
Yeah.
There's a party. It's not bad to be called for a party. But you should also understand that people should also actually, if you know who you are, people will respect you for who you are.
Okay.
Because I do have a friend, but I don't have a friend that calls me and say, there's a party tonight.
Mm.
I'll come and pick you up.
Mm.
You know that there's going to be a party on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's actually Saturday.
Yeah.
Where were you? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
Where were you?
Yeah.
So they are just walking in.
Yeah.
In your time.
Yeah.
In your life.
Okay.
They don't knock.
Yeah.
They just walk in and say, there's a party tonight.
Okay.
And because you don't know yourself,
you don't, you
oh, okay,
jump.
No problem, come and pick me.
Huh?
So you go there, you come back tomorrow,
you
start regretting.
Yeah, yeah.
You have people that are actually controlling your life, controlling your time, just because you don't know who you are.
Okay.
And most people, they want to be respected.
Yeah, true.
Which is good. Everybody wants to be respected.
Yeah.
But there's the question. Do you yourself respect yourself? As a person, do you respect? Because the moment you know who you are, the moment you know who you are, you will value yourself.
Okay.
And the moment you value yourself, whoever comes in your life, the first thing that they should come, they should encounter, is that the way you treat yourself.
Okay.
The way your values, your principles, that's what they should encounter first.
Okay.
Before they utter a word, before they say anything, what they should come across is your value.
Okay.
That's what should open the doors for them.
Yes.
So that by the time they sit, They know what to say.
Okay.
They know how to say it. They don't just say anything. Sure, you have people that just come in your life. They say anything and you're like, oh, people, they're disrespecting. Oh, okay, fine. They're disrespecting yourself. Sorry about that. But do you yourself respect you?
Okay.
Do you respect yourself?
Wow.
As a person?
Wow. Wow.
Because if you don't know, for instance, the president of whatever country is respected because he knows that he's the president. I've never seen or heard a president saying, you people, you must respect me.
I've never seen like that.
But if you see him, even if you were doing whatever you were doing, or you were trading, you were doing forex trading, you were making lots of money, you'd stop.
Because
he's the president. So most people, especially in our generation, they lack that.
Okay.
Yet they are crying.
Okay.
And as they are crying, they don't know what's happening.
Okay.
What's causing this.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. That's what this book is all about.
Listen. This is Sir Brian. I'm here with Sir Lloyd Kudzaichi Roji, the author of Anchor of Purpose.
Yeah.
And you can hear what he's saying here. Yeah, I really am asking you that you grab a copy of this book. It will really make a big difference in your life. Sir Lloyd, how can people get hold of you to be able to get this book?
So this book, we're still working on the website.
Okay.
Because we want it to be also online so that whoever that is at a distance, they can still purchase it online.
Okay.
But at the moment, people can go on my Facebook.
Okay.
That's when they can get that. That's where they can get hold of me. On my Facebook, then they make orders.
Yeah.
Especially wherever in South Africa.
Okay.
We can deliver it.
Okay.
It will be delivered to you.
We need to send it.
Exactly.
DHL,
we have to do that.
We have to.
We
really
have
get
to
this
do
book
that. Yeah.
There. Sir Lloyd, how does one discover who they are? You talked about identity, and we are in a world where people are having identity crisis. So, in very short words, how can someone discover who they are?
Well, I've heard a lot of people asking me that.
Okay.
And most of the times, I'll tell them, it's not very far away from you.
It's not very far away from me.
Okay. Who you are is not very far away from you. To some point, is you find yourself, like what we were saying before, you find yourself in those kind of silly things that you are doing.
Okay.
If I tell you, writing letters, everybody was writing letters to girls.
Okay.
But there was also, there's always a unique way
that you write, that you do whatever
you do. There's always a very, very unique way that will actually separate you from the rest.
Yeah.
Because if you know who you are, that means you should also know that you are different from another person.
Yeah.
You cannot do what the other person is doing. You do you.
Okay.
But how do you get that? Is in those things that are like silly, that are meaningless to you.
Okay.
It's also in the way. Sometimes you get to have people that can, if you have close friends who cares about you, they can also actually help you to, because people see.
Yeah, people see.
People do see that
there's something.
Before I knew it, people would call me, you're going to be a pastor. You're going to be, I'm like, no, man, I'm very far away from being that.
Yeah.
But they are like, no, man,
you're gonna be a pastor.
And they are now calling me pastor. I'm in school. People, you need to understand. You need to understand these titles.
Yeah.
I'm in school. I haven't even decided, no, you're going to be a pastor. You're going to be a pastor. Because they could actually see it. Later on, that's when I'm like, oh, my God.
Wow.
They actually
saw it.
Yeah. So that means if you really want to discover yourself, you gotta one, pay attention to yourself.
Okay.
On what you are capable of, what you are not capable of, and pay attention to your potential. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to a lot of things like your spirit, mind, and body.
Okay.
Also, if you want to identify yourself, play around with people who actually have eyes
to see.
Don't associate yourself with the people that are always tell you are such a stupid, you are nothing, and you will never discover yourself.
Okay.
Play around, be around people that will tell you that there is greatness in you.
Yes, that believe in you.
That believe in you.
Yeah. That see.
That see greatness in you. You might not see it, but they will see.
And they will tell you. And they will help you.
I always wonder, why did Elijah, he had a jacket, and the Bible says he
gave it to Elijah.
No, but before it's more like he hit.
Okay.
Elijah with that, right?
Yeah.
Why? There were a lot of people probably that he came across, but he went straight to Elijah. That means he must have seen something.
Okay.
That Elijah, when he was hit by the jacket, he had to leave everything that he was doing and follow Elijah.
Oh, wow.
So it's always like people always see. You have to pay attention to yourself. You have to play around people that see something that you are not seeing that can help you say, hey, you are good at this.
I love you know, our bishop says that a true leader is one who goes into the future and takes the future and brings it about today. It's like someone who sees you in the future and takes that you in the future and begins to say, Lloyd, work on yourself. You must become this in the future.
Because for me, there are a lot of people that came into my life for seasons.
Okay.
And when I sit, like as I sit now and remembering those people, they didn't come for no reason.
Yeah.
They came for a reason, and that reason, that's why I'm here.
Okay. Wow.
They just came to move me from point A to point B. Another one, point B to point C. Wow. And they all disappeared, just like they just disappeared.
It's their time, they're done.
They're done. So it's always about, if you really want to know yourself, you have to have an open heart.
Open heart to
people that walks in your life.
Wow.
As they are walking, be careful. Yes, have an open heart, but also be careful.
Okay.
Who is walking in your life.
Okay.
Examine those people also. Yeah. Give them the chance to get to know you.
Okay.
You don't know what they are there for.
Wow.
Some they are there to just lift you up and set you to a position. It might not be close to discovering yourself.
Yeah.
But the moment you discover yourself, you realize, oh my God. That meeting I had with Brian, that meeting I had with Sir Brian, it actually brought me to where I am today. So it's always about that.
Wow. Say, Lloyd, I wish that we had even the whole day to go through this.
Listen.
This is Discussing Life and so much more with Sir Brian. I'm here with Sir Lloyd as we're discussing life and so much more. Please grab a copy. There's so much. We couldn't discuss everything on the show, but there's so much in this book, Anchor of Purpose. You can look him up on Facebook. He's there to be able to assist you. As we come to the end of the show, we spoke about identity, and I just want to read a verse of what's there in the book. He says the manufacturer is the only person that knows better how their products work and function, what their products are capable of. Coming back to you here on Shalom FM, our motto is there's always a way out in Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter where you are, how lost you are in your identity or issues and problems, but there's always a way out in Christ Jesus.
Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock. Open your heart, let him come in, and he will help you, he will guide you, and he will lead you. When you begin to live your life according to principles, you become a prince or princess. This is Shalom FM. I hope you have a lovely day. See you again, same time, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Say, Lord, this is your chance. Just give a quick shout out to the audience or to whoever you want to really say.
Thank you so much, Brian, for this opportunity. Shalom FM with your team. It's been really an amazing time to be in this place. And to whoever who was listening, was going to listen, I really appreciate you. I'm actually here because of you. So you really matter.
Yes.
No matter where you are, no matter how old you are, as long as you are listening to my voice right now, I appreciate you, because I have this voice, I have this confidence, because I do believe you are listening to me. So keep well and keep moving forward, keep pressing and keep doing you. And some of you, obviously, we have a home to go to, so we just need to keep on pushing and keeping on.
Yes, have a lovely day. Remember, the WhatsApp number is +27810269868 to advertise, to comment, or to ask questions, or to be part of the show. Get in touch with us. Our social handles is Shalom FM 1. Have a blessed, lovely day. This is Sir Brian logging out.
We are Shalom FM Cape Town, your local community radio station. Remember, there's always a way out in Christ.